What was the best day that you've had in the farm?
Well, I guess becoming chief of the fire department. It's probably one of my best days. And, you know, it's quite an honor to get that far. You know, it means a lot. You know, it's a lot of years of hard work. And, you know, that's one of my finest things was to be the chief. And like I say, my father was chief in the past, and I think I was. We were the only father-son team that ever's been in the history of the Port Washington Fire Department.
That
father and son that both became chiefs, just like this Werlein's Peter and Billy. I think they're the only two brothers that ever became chiefs.
You're unique in that way.
Yeah. But, the only thing is, I missed that my father wasn't allowed to see it.
He
passed away in 1979, and I was chief in 91. So he got to see me as captain of the company, but he never got to see me as chief.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, you know, you always like to have your father there, but it hurt. But he watched. Yeah, you know, he's always there. They're always there in your heart. So.
And what would you consider was one of your worst days?
I think the time we lost the children down at Pine Street. Like I say, it's the hardest thing in your life to see a child. Yeah, that's. It's always in, especially when you have young children. You know, around the same age, it's always in your mind. I mean, my friends are firemen, and a couple of them went home and went next to their kids' beds and cried. You know, it's just. I mean, that's the worst thing any fireman can see is a death. And we all, you know, I mean, I had a fireman die when I was chief. He was a city fireman, and we lost him in a house in Manahaven. You know, before that, we lost Bobby Dayton, you know, a fireman of our own. And then a year after that, we lost Ingersoll, one of the fire medics. They were all tragic things.